Local man sent to prison for trying to intimidate witnesses. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. McAllen, Texas, a 20-year-old mission man has been ordered to federal prison for obstructing justice by threatening communication and assault on a federal officer, announced U.S. Attorney Alamdar S. Hamdani. Hector Reyes Jr. pleaded guilty March 18, 2024. Chief U.S. District Judge Randy Crane has now ordered him to serve 30 months in federal prison to be immediately followed by 1 year of supervised release. The Gulf Cartel is a brutal and violent organization, one that this office seeks to disrupt and dismantle, said Hamdani. So, there is no patience in my office when criminals, like Reyes, use the cartels to intimidate law enforcement and scare witnesses. We take such attempts seriously and will vigorously pursue those who, through such intimidation, seek to subvert our system of justice. At the time of his plea, Reyes admitted he had uploaded a threatening message from Comandante Siete, a high-ranking member of the Gulf Cartel, to Snapchat. This message was transmitted on handheld radios the Gulf Cartel used and warned certain people to stand down while they still had time. Reyes posted this message intending to intimidate individuals who were searching for his father and hoped that it would impede his arrest. He also wanted the message to intimidate those individuals intending to cooperate with the government. Reyes also admitted that after a detention hearing for another individual, he spit at a federal officer in the courthouse parking lot. Reyes also admitted that in a jailhouse phone call he had bragged to his father that the agent had gotten scared, in part because of the things that were said at the detention hearing. Drug Enforcement Administration, FBI, Homeland Security Investigations, and IRS Criminal Investigation conducted the Organized Crime and Drug Enforcement Task Force investigation with the assistance of local task force officers. OCDETF identifies, disrupts and dismantles the highest-level drug traffickers, money launderers, gangs and transnational criminal organizations that threaten the United States by using a prosecutor-led, intelligence-driven, multi-agency approach that leverages the strengths of federal, state and local law enforcement agencies against criminal networks. Additional information about the OCDETF program can be found on the Department of Justice's OCDETF webpage. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Patricia Cook Prophet and Ted Perrin prosecuted the case. Updated May 30, 2024.